Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, we've got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Yeah, all right, and that is, of course, where we are, the VOC Nation Radio Network, VOCNation.com. This is The Morning After. I'm Brady Hicks. I've got with me Granny Hulkster and Rat Boy. And, you know, we're just here to run down the news. And there's not a whole lot going on today. So, obviously, the biggest story is all of the sexual allegations, you know, the things that have been said, the things that have been done by literally now at this point dozens in the wrestling world. I'm not going to get into it and single out each individual one, but there are certainly, if you just go on the Google machine there and check that out, there's a lot there. And I mean, quite honestly, I'm tired of talking about it because I've been talking about it for 3 days now, and I really am. I understand the long-lasting impression, Granny, that kind of stuff has on people. But from my end, as somebody covering wrestling, I'm about tapped out. I feel like there's new developments every day, and I really am about tapped out with it. So,
yeah,
how you doing, Granny?
I think probably I'm good, but I think one of the biggest stories is the Undertaker's big announcement that he made on social media.
That is,
you know, so
that is big. And of course they've been doing the 5-part special, and I kind of figured it was building toward that just based on the way it's been going. I didn't see the 5th one yet. Unfortunately, that was kind of leaked to me, but Ratboy, I don't know if you got to say, first of all, how are you doing after this weekend? And second of all, what do you think about that? The Undertaker retiring.
I'm shocked to hear it, but it's time for the Undertaker to go, you know. But hey, maybe next year he'll be in the Hall of Fame.
I was thinking, why don't they just get another monster to be the new Undertaker? Just do it all over again. I know you can.
Yeah, but you know, it just, the Undertaker is kind of like, it's like one of a kind. You know, you could have a replacement, but it probably wouldn't. It's kind of like a sequel to a movie. You have your original one, and then they start doing all these sequels, but the sequels never seem to be just as good as the original one. So, you know, you have the original Undertaker. I don't think anybody could ever take his place. I mean, in my book, you know.
Wait a minute, there is one person.
Go ahead.
Take his place. Brock Lesnar.
Oh, please.
See you, but
please, don't even go there, Ratboy. I absolutely despise Brock Lesnar.
I like Brock Lesnar, but he's 43 years old or whatever he is. Like, it's, you know, he probably will only be around for another couple years, if that.
I'm just not a big Brock Lesnar fan.
Well,
AJ Styles is a better choice than Brock Lesnar, but I guess I just don't like Brock Lesnar because, you know, Brock Lesnar gets to do what Brock Lesnar wants to do. I want to show up to go to work, I show up. If I don't feel like coming, I don't feel like coming. And, you know, really, you know, if you're a true champion, okay, when you're a true champion, you defend that belt once every 30 days. You don't get to defend it just when you want to. And I guess that was one of my biggest pet peeves with Lesnar. I just don't like his attitude.
Right,
I never really cared for him at all. But when you get to decide, oh, I think I'll have a championship match tonight, And then maybe show up 6 months later or whenever. You know, that was just one of my biggest pet peeves. But, you know, moving on. That's just Granny's opinion.
I think if you look at it, and I understand what you're saying, and it's frustrating as a wrestling fan perspective. Certainly as somebody who's involved with Pro Wrestling Illustrated, I grew up on the idea that the title has to be defended every 30 days, otherwise it's stripped of you. That's always the way it's been. But I don't blame Brock Lesnar for that. I blame WWE. Brock signed a contract, you know, what was it, 3 years, 5 years, whatever it was, for only so many appearances. WWE didn't need to have Brock Lesnar positioned to be their champion, knowing that he wouldn't be there every week. They could have used him to make any number of other stars along the way, which ironically I don't really think they've done. They've only had Brock go in and beat everybody. Like, if they had used him, for example, I remember years ago he fought CM Punk. Imagine if CM Punk had pinned Brock Lesnar, how big that would have been.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Or Daniel
Bryan.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
That's another one. Daniel Bryan, they should have done that, you know? Brock should have been used in such a way because that's where they are now. Like, the top stars are all the ones who have been able to beat Brock Lesnar, and everybody else is just there.
That's true.
So, anyway.
That's true.
There's no replacing The Undertaker. You're right about that. I was saying
that
kind of tongue-in-cheek. Yeah.
Did you watch SmackDown Friday?
I did, yeah.
That was one of the heck of a good match against AJ Styles and Matt Riddle.
I loved it. Actually, there were two really good matches on that show that I enjoyed. The one was Matt Riddle against AJ Styles. And it's funny. You know, we were talking earlier about all that, like the accusations and stuff. And I've WWE has kind of come out and said we're going to be behind Matt Riddle unless like there's a reason not to. But I've really been enjoying his stuff in NXT and now on SmackDown. So that was one match. And the other one that I really enjoyed was your girl Nikki Cross against Sasha Banks.
Yeah, that was one good match too.
Very good match, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But you see them all sitting around around the ring apron talking, they got to keep their mouth shut and all this other stuff, and all of a sudden, your girl, Alexa Bliss, jumped off the ring and said, hey, where's Nikki at? All of a sudden, she was out there attacking Sasha Banks and Bayley. But that was a good match. I like that match.
Absolutely. I was on board with it. You know, I was. So, anything else going on in the news? We have what else you got, Rat Boy?
Oh yeah, how about the T-shirt that I made up and the coffee cup and the mask?
Good stuff.
When I saw the picture, of the T-shirt, the first thing that came out, I responded was, "Oh my."
You guys are funny.
I could see Granny promoting the morning after at a wrestling event wearing that shirt. But everybody would want to know who Rat Boy was. I mean, everybody knows who I am, you know. But everybody would say, who's that guy on that shirt with you, Granny? I said, oh, that's Rat Boy. Well, who's Rat Boy? I'd have to tell everybody who you were, Rat Boy, but, you know.
Yeah,
but I could see Granny wearing that shirt, you know. I mean,
I was going for 2 hours, you know.
Yeah, I like the coffee cup too. I could drink, put, you know, while I'm doing the show each and every day with you guys, I could sit here and drink my coffee in my beautiful coffee cup. So need to make that
happen. Rapple, you ought to do your mask, but have it where it's your teeth.
Yeah, okay. I haven't got my teeth yet. I'm still waiting for my appointment to the dentist so
gums.
I get my dentures.
It should be your gums then.
Yeah, my gums. Okay.
In all seriousness, our graphic designer, Leaky Air Productions, and I would recommend them to anybody. They've done such good work. They're the ones that have created the shirts that are up on the Pro Wrestling Tees store. And I just saw the designs for three new wrestling shirts, Granny, that are going to be coming out on there. So official VOC Nation gear. One is a shirt, and it's for wrestling fans, and it's targeted toward like political discussion, which I thought was really cool. It says, don't be red or blue, just be you. And it's got like the VOC Nation logo with the wrestling. And I thought that was really
cool.
And then there's another one. So there's two of those. One is like kind of wrestling focused, and the other one is just like, you know, just basically like don't worry about politics. I thought it was really cool. I enjoyed it. And there's also a new Kathy Fitt shirt coming out, you know, just because of her strong connections within the room and everything. So it is, it's called, Rapple, you'll like this. You know the show Better Call Saul?
I heard of
it.
Yeah. So this is Better Call Kathy. And
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be cool. So I'm excited to, and they should be coming out in the next day or two. The designs have all been approved and everything. We're just waiting to get them posted on the store. And we're going to be rolling out more and more shirts. So guys, stay tuned with that.
Send my design to them and let them approve it. Okay.
You might want to get Leaky Air to work on yours. I think they could do a really good job with it, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we're going to have to go through that. Just because he's because I want to give him the work, you know, because he's been doing such a good job with these shirts.
Yeah.
And with the web, he's the one that helped us redesign the website. And his name is John LeClair, by the way. He's a tremendous, tremendous stand-up guy. And he's been so much help to Bruce and I over the last probably 6, 7, 8 months since we kind of relaunched the websites and everything. So that's
that would be awesome.
Yeah,
yep.
It is pretty cool. So if you're in the neighborhood of Pro Wrestling Tees, don't forget to search for VOC Nation. You can also go to vocnation.com and click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link, and that brings you up. Right now, like I said, there's four designs up there. It's Killer Ken Resnick, In the Room WCW Retro, and the classic VOC Nation headset logo, and plus the other T-shirts that I mentioned, and there's going to be more coming as well, so be sure to be on the lookout for those. I think this is about it, really. It's kind of a slow day. We are taking the day off tomorrow. I think that's what we decided. So...
I want to go down to the beach and act like a beach bum, and maybe I can cut some money off people.
You just play in the you just play with the hose in the dirt, and you call that the beach.
Nah,
your beach is just a hose and dirt.
I know it's a big hole with the waves and all. You know, I mean, I might drown in the waves.
The sewer.
Yeah, and Granny got a couple of appointments tomorrow. You know, just
Yeah.
Yearly follow up with the doctor. Everything's good, you know, health wise. I'm okay. Just, you know, my time to go get, you know, make sure my wellness checkup, you know, that they have to do periodically on me. But, you know.
Well, yeah, you got to do it. Otherwise, you'll lose that VOC Nation health insurance, you know?
That's right.
And I have to work tomorrow. I mean, obviously I work every day, but I was doing this on my lunch break. Tomorrow I actually have a meeting that I have to go to, so I'm not going to be able to make tomorrow either. But everybody, be sure to go to iTunes and find VOC Nation on there and leave us a 5-star rating and a review there. Don't forget to go to Podomatic and give us a like and a subscribe, of course, and find us on all your major platforms and tell your friends and go buy a shirt. I think that's it, guys.
Oh, Brady, I got a question to ask you.
Okay.
We're not on tomorrow. Who's your guest for tomorrow?
Yes.
In the room.
Yes. Okay, so first of all, so today on VOC Nation, we're going to have a brand new live episode of Wrestling with Problems. That's King David Lane, Chicago area comedian, Chris Best, independent wrestler out of Chicago, and they'll be taking your calls 914-338-1885. That's at 6 Eastern today. At 9 Eastern, a re-airing of WCW Retro with Dirk Flair. I can't think of his real name, but Derek Flair. Be sure to check that out. It was a great interview, great time there. And Other Side podcast at 11 Eastern tonight, just talking some paranormal stuff. Very cool, very exciting. And, of course, tomorrow night in the room, we're going to be welcoming Mickey Knuckles. I don't know if you guys are familiar with her. Tremendous women's wrestler. She was with TNA for a little bit. She famously broke her leg jumping off of like a balcony in a match. I've been on and off, like kind of corresponding with Mickey for years, and the timing just seemed right to finally bring her on. And so I'm excited, Granny. We're going to be talking with Mickey Knuckles. That's tomorrow night in the room. That's at 9 Eastern, VOCNation.com, 914-338-1885. And, of course, 3 hours earlier at 6 Eastern, don't forget Shelly Live, Shelly Martinez. And the number for that is 657-383-1666. That is it, I think. That's going to do it for today.
Yep, I think so. Everybody have a great day. Stay safe. And just everybody take care. And we'll talk to everybody on Wednesday.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, the morning after, right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. Brady Hicks and...
Homeboy Rap Boy here. I tell you what, we got a good show right here in the afternoon at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the VOC Nation.
Talking wrestling, football, news, whatever's going on in the world today.
VOCNation.com.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.